Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Now, we're waiting for full clarity on this. I'm not sure if Senator Toomey is with us to talk the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court is aware of this, but just looking at a report that the Senate report, and we've been waiting for this to come out, talks about the Biden family allowed to enrich themselves abroad while he was VP. Let's go to Senator Pat Toomey here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, welcome back, and thanks for coming on today.
Hey, good morning, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, in the upcoming debate, before we get to the Supreme Court, we've been told that there would be, and appears to be, some of it leaking out today, a look at the financial dealings of the former Vice President Hunter Biden and the family. Do you have any knowledge, particularly with China, which is an issue that you've been on overall, our problems with China?
So, Dom, is this a product of the Homeland Security Committee?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm aware that there has been an investigation, but I have not seen it. I'm not on that committee. Ron
okay.
Johnson, my colleague from Wisconsin, is the chairman, a very capable guy, a good guy. But I have to tell you, I am not at all familiar with their work in this regard.
Okay. And in the upcoming debate, you've seen the debate topics, I'm sure, by now. We were talking that China probably comes under economic policy. I really hope, because Chris Wallace is probably the best, in my view, as a communicator, that they delve into this first debate a lot of talk about China. How about you?
Well, it's absolutely. In the realm of foreign policy, the big challenge for the United States today and for the next several decades is going to be what is the nature of our relationship with China? China's a rising power. They are a dramatically and rapidly expanding economic power. They are, for the first time probably ever, they are developing the ability to project force. They are developing a blue water navy, things that never have happened before. And it's clear that they want to threaten American hegemony, certainly in the Western Pacific and in East Asia, but probably beyond that. I think, frankly, the issue is much more a geopolitical and security issue than it is an economic issue. But of course, they're totally related. So, yes, this should be a major topic of discussion in any presidential debate, in my view.
Absolutely. And the first that Wallace talked about, and I'm not sure if it's going to lead off or not, but he put it first in order, and I would lead off with this, is the Supreme Court. So you came out yesterday to give your views on what's happening with the potential nominee and the clock ticking and all that. Let us hear it directly from you, what you're thinking.
Well, Dom, you know, I'm thinking that we should follow the very well-established precedent for the entire history of the Republic. And exactly what Chuck Schumer and company said they would do in 2016 had they been in the position that we find ourselves in now. And that is, when the president and the Senate are of the same party and the American people have put the same party in charge of both aspects of seating a Supreme Court justice, right, the nomination
mm-hmm.
and the confirmation, a responsibility that is divided between the president and the Senate. When it is the same party and the vacancy occurs in an election year, the president and the Senate has almost always confirmed a nominee. In fact, there's only one exception that I'm aware of, and that was a case where the nominee ended up having significant ethical problems. Every other time, the nominee has been confirmed. And when there is a difference between the party that occupies the White House and the party that controls the Senate, as there was in 2016, then the tradition, the precedent is that the Senate waits and lets the American people vote to see if the difference gets resolved. And so that's why we followed that precedent in 2016, doing exactly what Chuck Schumer insisted he would do when they were in the majority and George W. Bush was president in 2008. And we're now doing exactly what they would have done in 2016
yes.
had they been in the majority. They obviously would have confirmed Merrick Garland. Does anybody think they wouldn't have? Of course
no.
they would have. So they will, you know, they'll be hypocritical about this. They will scream that, but it's nonsense, Dom. And as long as the president nominates someone who has the abilities here, right, the intellect and the character and the integrity and the experience to do this job right, and someone who understands that a justice is not a legislator but rather a judge, then I think we should go forward, and I'll be voting, to confirm such a person if that's who gets nominated.
If it is Judge Coney Barrett, you didn't sit in any of this, right? You're not on any of those committees for the lower branches when she came up from that, right? You didn't have any direct contact with that.
Correct. I'm not on the Judiciary Committee,
right.
And that's the committee that handles
right.
this processing,
yeah.
right?
But you did see, and we've all seen, candidate Harris and Dianne Feinstein. We've seen this with Knights of Columbus. We've seen this with Feinstein, with Coney Barrett. And I think we're going to see it again, and the nation should see it. If you are a true devout Catholic, essentially this comes down to they don't want you on the Supreme Court or any court, certain members of the National Democrat Party.
Well, Dom, yeah, I mean, Dianne Feinstein said so.
Yes.
I mean, again, we don't have to make this stuff up. You can look at the transcript of the hearing.
Did
she
that shock you,
very...
Senator? Did
yes,
that shock you? Yeah, I mean, it did me.
Dom,
yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean,
yeah.
Can you imagine if a Republican said about a person of any faith, pick
exactly.
your faith, that because you are devout in your faith, I have serious reservations about having you on this court. I mean, that's outrageous and so un-American. It's just unbelievable. But you're absolutely right. It happens. And, we may very well be revisiting this because, of course, she is widely considered a leading contender for the nomination.
Absolutely. And again, I wish, and I know you've said maybe words, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that the Supreme Court were not this important if they would go back to being the referee and not taking your job as a legislator where we have some ability to challenge this like elections. We can't do anything. That's in a nutshell what the problem is with all this.
You hit the nail right on the head. That is exactly right. I've been making this argument to the media for the last 48 hours. It is a tragic pity that a Supreme Court justice is a matter of high political concern and ideological concern. And, you know, the analogy that I make is you're a baseball fan, Dom. I'm a baseball fan. How many times in your life have you woken up in the morning and said, boy, I sure hope so-and-so is the umpire today?
Yeah.
I never have. I never
That's
have.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Not once. I don't know anybody who's not related to the umpire who ever has. It's because we have confidence that there's going to be a capable, competent, experienced person who's there to just call balls and strikes, and they'll do the best they can, and that's fair enough. You and I don't want an umpire to call strikes that aren't strikes for our team or otherwise to disrupt this game. But the Democrats, just go back and take a look at Hillary Clinton's interview on Meet the Press. She makes it abundantly clear. The reason it's so important to them is because the court is the vehicle for advancing a liberal agenda that they can't pass through legislation.
Yes.
And it is that hijacking of the court that has made this so controversial and so important. I don't want the court to give me a conservative policy outcome. I want the court to give me whatever the law says and whatever the Constitution says. It's my job to be an advocate for conservative policy. So you're absolutely right, Dom. That is the heart of this entire very, very unfortunate and very divisive polarization.
Exactly. And also, I think the polling indicates where the country is on abortion, that there is a sense of, all right, you know, I may be against abortion, but I want the Hyde Amendment, that kind of thing. There's not extremism there with most people. And the Democrat Party has gone so far that that's what makes them seethe over this. Abortion won't suddenly be out of the picture. State by state, you know, in a state like New York, there's going to be abortion rights. But that animates this. That's what I think started it, Senator. Roe v. Wade was a big trigger to where we are now with this.
Well, I think that's true. And it's true because it's one of the most obvious examples of where the court just made up a law.
Right.
It invented a right. If I challenge anyone, scrub the Constitution, look very, very carefully, and show me where there's any reference to abortion. You won't find it. And so, quite rightly, this difficult, challenging social and cultural issue was resolved in the various states in a way that reflected the consensus within that state. And that's exactly how a tough issue like that should be resolved. And the Supreme Court came along and said, well, we're simply going to supersede all the legislative bodies mm-hmm. across America, all 50 states, and we're going to impose our will, despite the fact that there's absolutely no constitutional basis for doing it. So yeah, whatever you think about whether abortion should be legal or illegal or available or not available, it's very hard to dispute that the Supreme Court had no business making the decision they did. That was wrongly decided. And I don't know whether it'll be reversed or not. You know, stare decisis and the precedents that the Supreme Court have established are generally very hard to overturn. But you're right. If it were overturned, then you'd end up having 50 states deciding what each of those states wishes to do on the matter, which is a better and certainly much more democratic and accountable outcome than, you know, nine guys with robes just deciding what it's going to be for the country.
Senator, thank you as always. Thanks for the rationality. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.